So a simple guideline to help parents out of this dilemma has become popular on social media over the past few years. It's called the four gift rule. The idea is to buy your kids just four meaningful gifts: something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. Many parents who tried this last Christmas loved shopping and spending less and reported that for the most part, their kids weren't disappointed. Well, we shouldn't be surprised. In Luke 12:15, Jesus said, life doesn't consist in the abundance of possessions. So why don't we set some boundaries on gift giving this Christmas? Why don't we spend more time celebrating Jesus' birthday and less time buying stuff? If we do, we'll have less stress and we'll keep the right focus. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, centeringlives.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans, whether you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily. Make the pralines. Make the divinity. The turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system on the way that could have an adverse effect on a lot of weekend events, unfortunately. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature falls to about 35. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. Then rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight. Then a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely up to about 50. Then Sunday's high 50 to 52 with lingering showers in the area. Then a cold, raw day Monday, breezy, with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is this the real? Lights in the town of his ancestry. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Come, wise men go, will Herod let him live?
Hey, Herod, go, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Hey, Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Hey, Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Go, 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 go.
Mary Joseph, Mary Joseph.
Mary Joseph, better go to Egypt now. Gonna save your son who paid for me.
I'm Greg, my Tomalite sidekick, Joey. He's here
sons, the much beloved glorious.
And here they are.
You know by the name Terry Adams. Deborah, please.
First of all, we must say words of thanks and gratitude.
Oh yes.
To Mrs. Adams.
The little short, mean woman.
You're the only ones allowed to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
On radio.
That's fine.
I've even heard her describe herself that way. Somebody's got to be the you know, in business.
Oh, sure.
It's got to be the one that puts their foot down, and that foot is her. But she makes this treat with Ritz crackers.
Oh, yes.
And she... peanut butter and summer-covered in chocolate, summer-covered white chocolate, and they are so good.
They're amazing.
Now, I'm not banging this up because I don't want the guy to call up, "Oh, you're crying about your daughter again." Prick. Anyway, I have really lost my appetite for the last 10 days since I got the news from Florida that... apparently, my daughter married Peter Pan, and he had to go do some further research. And those of you who are parents, you know how it is. You would give anything to take their pain away, but she's doing well. In a way, I think she's doing better than I am. And we've been making our Christmas plan. I'm going down there. Good. I'll be gone for a week.
Good.
Usually... had things been, it would have been, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 day at the most, because you try not to get in their way, too. But she seems as determined as I am to have the best Christmas possible. So.
She would.
And it's funny, I've been communicating with another dear friend. I'll tell you, Athena the Greek god, who is not only a brilliant architect and engineer, but an awesome friend. And a man of great intellect, and like me, a believer in karma.
Oh, yes.
You know, everybody that's listened to the show for any time knows that I am no saint. I have done a lot of things in my life, especially when I started experimenting with drugs, that to this day, I, you know, just getting sober and owning what you did does not take away the ability to look at your own past and not feel shame and guilt for people you hurt. In a way, that's part of the, and it's very necessary, part of the process to do that honest inventory, you know?
Yeah, it is. You have to.
'Cause my first wife was a wonderful, wonderful woman. Pretty. All she wanted was a happy marriage. Me, the timing was bad. I was still 22. There were familial pressures to make something happen and yada, yada. Anyway, I just wasn't ready, but that's still no excuse.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, I paid that debt many times over. He will, too. And here's the thing. I don't wish him any evil or any... because I really think I understand what was behind his decision to leave the marriage after 7 months. It had nothing to do with love. It had nothing to do with Janelle. There's... I think he's going to learn what I learned. Ultimately, because I cannot hate on him. I had offers from listeners who were, you guys are great, man. I mean, those of you who have offered to pick me up and drive down there with baseball bats and shotguns, I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. But that's not really where I'm at. And, you know, my comment to her, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, we got to love him enough to let him make his mistakes. And if, you know, if this is what he's got to do, then you got to be able to love him enough to let him go do it. And not, you've got to work on you. You've got too much good stuff going on. She is, Some of you remember a couple of weeks ago I posted a video of an exhibit she designed, reindeer, a photo op thing for families at the zoo, that blew me away. I was so proud of that. And her footprint, artistically, graphic designer, is all over. And that's one of the most well-respected zoos in the world, not just the United States. You go to my buddy Ron McGill's office at the zoo in Miami, and his wall, the celebrities that he has taken on tour of that zoo, I don't know anybody that's had their picture taken with more famous people, from presidents to people like Michael Jackson. That was an interesting... I could have him on here. I wish he was available. Remember, I always talk about doing a book called First Impressions, where, you know, with the people I've had on the show, or anybody who's famous, you cross paths, whether it's a few minutes or they're in for an interview. And I would love to have him talk, because he had these people in a moment of privacy.
Intimate.
He took Michael Jackson and his kids on a tour of the zoo. Nobody else was there.
Wow.
And he said it was totally different. Totally different. Very loving towards the kids. You know, Ron's no dummy. He's, you know,
sure.
He's a very, very astute student of behavior. And he could sit here for hours and talk about, you know, he took Jay-Z and Beyonce around. What were they really like behind the scenes? And all that. So, anyhow, I'm just, my only real worry at this point, and she seems to be doing fine. She's been going to work. Said you're, she's so close. You know, counties have Dade County owns the, you know, runs the zoo, and you know, they have their systems that take forever to get done. I give credit for one thing. About a year ago, somebody took a look at her position and said, "This individual's been underpaid for 16 months," and she got a check for about $16,000.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Could be wanted.
Yeah.
Because believe me, if she wasn't of that quality, they wouldn't have paid her. They would have sent her on her way.
If an error like that had occurred in the private sector, depending on who your boss is, they may have never, oh, well.
That's true.
So, anyhow, I didn't mean to get off track on that. Some days, this is easier than others, but I'm so glad I have this station and you listeners to come to. You went through all the good times and the fun and excitement with me, and I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm proud of her. I see her working through this and not just sitting around having a big pity party.
Fair enough.
That alone is all you can ask and hope for, because time will take her each day a further step into whatever the new future is going to bring.
Yep.
And she's kept her eye on the prize, and that's what she's worked so hard for herself.
That can't be easy.
Well, you know, she's doing something I couldn't do.
Yeah.
Because when I had situations blow up with women, I could give two or three instances where it cost me a gig.
Yeah.
You know, it was just because, but I had to learn why I reacted that way.
Right.
And why I empowered somebody else to have that. Just try to tell her, you're the one that really has all the power here.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on how you choose to use it.
Serenity,
and
serenity prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the greatest words
absolutely
ever invented, because it is so true.
It is.
Because God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes.
And the one what's the one thing we can change? Us.
That's right.
Our behavior.
That's all we can control.
And you know, the people that have hurt us or done things to us, the only way they ever notice respond the way that we might want them to is when they see that we are not behaving as they expect us. Boy, that was an eye-opener.
Yeah.
And I've told that story, you know, how I got back at a radio in Florida. Because I was willing to work at that crappy diner as a waiter. Somebody at a radio station with the power to hire came in and said, he's really changed. This time he has really changed. And I'm back on the number one station in South Florida. That's a great story, but it happened because I made changed the one thing I could, and that was me.
There you go.
And trusted God that it would all take care of itself, and it
Bingo.
Did.
Bingo.
Now, this has been an opening segment full of, I think, wisdom and you sharing personal feelings and your experience. But you said something earlier, and I just have to ask this question, Greg.
Sure.
Part of you doesn't feel a little bit evil?
A little bit?
A little evil?
A little bit evil. Well, it's almost time for our first traffic check. We'll go up and see what we see in the sky.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir, but it looks like a giant
wang.
That's just sounds.
How quickly this show can switch back.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
There are times when I need to be. Hang on, I have to send a very important text to you.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. That's one of those, you know, quality moment of silence, I would say.
Because we do have to take the first break now. I don't know where the market finished down several hundred points today. I believe it was connected to something that happened before the market opened today with the arrest of a major Chinese wiener in the tech industry in Canada.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And actually, it was Steiner that gave me a heads up, and he says, watch, this is going to hit the markets hard when they open. And it started down almost 800 points, but I think it gained some of it back. It'll be okay. Just give it time. It's like water. It seeks its level. And there's some interesting stuff happening with Mueller. The Mueller investigation may, in fact, end up backfiring on those who thought it would bring down Trump. It may, in fact, be in the process of bringing down your favorite Democrats. Had a good time at Bomb Hours last night, huh?
Yeah, that was fun. Had a great time.
It was, we'll be there every Wednesday through the, let's see, yesterday was the 4th, right? 11th,
correct.
18th. So we will not be there the day after Christmas or the day after New Year's, and we'll resume in January. But our Christmas party, our official happy hour Christmas party, will be a week from Wednesday. But we hope you come and join us. Great food. And Baumhauer's looks so festive at holiday time, too.
Mm-hmm. It's just great. It's just, there's nothing there that's not good.
Bob is a big holiday goober. I've known him for a long time. He loves, you know, putting out the decorations and making it feel warm and cozy. 325.
Come into Lowe's for holiday deals on great gifts and lights to brighten up your home. Put hardworking tools under the tree with a Delta 10-inch compound miter saw, now just $149. Then, continue to get in the holiday spirit with 25% off select Christmas lights. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Delta offer valid through 12/13. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details.
Some say Hulu is the bacon of TV. Think about it. Bacon is so incredibly good, it ruins eating everything without bacon forever. And Hulu? Well, with tons of shows and movies, exclusive originals like The Handmaid's Tale, plus live TV for sports, Hulu will ruin TV for you forever. Mmm, bacon. Mmm, Hulu. Hulu with live TV plan required for live content. Restrictions apply.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Here comes UPS, they don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, 'cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts up on my list, shipped UPS overnight.
327.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be.
Sorry about that. That was an accident. We'll get back to your wreck in just a moment. I had a situation with Amazon, and I got to tell you, I don't like Jeff Bezos.
Same here, but they got their act together.
Holy cow, do they ever. I mean, really. You know, and part of the frustration was Janelle wanted a Keurig coffee maker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, everybody does.
So when everything... So I got the one she wanted, the color, in a box of special coffees, and was it Monday or Tuesday, I got a notification. It was handed off to the customer. Well, it wasn't handed off to her. Somebody in her neighborhood probably got a new Keurig. That's all I can figure. And of course, the last phase, the last step in the delivery was USPS, not UPS. So in 24 hours, they had that complete amount refunded. They are shipping a new one free, overnight delivery, and I'm having it sent to the zoo, so it'll get there tomorrow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, gosh, from the original cost, I ended up saving like $80, and they took care of it just like that.
Mm-hmm. No questions. Love it.
So I got to give them credit, but I do have a friend that works for them in their southwestern Chicago facility, and she said it's like, there's just no let up.
I bet.
They don't pay gigantic salaries, but they get their money's worth out of their workers.
They know what they're doing. We got Amazon Prime, and I love it. Everything's next day.
Yeah. We're with Prime as well. We hit on something yesterday towards the end of the show, and it's an interesting list. In fact, I've already had a couple of requests for it. The 10 most destructive people in the last 8 decades.
Ooh, boy, that's a big list. Judge, you got to limit it to 10?
Well, there's honorable mentions.
Oh, sure.
Lots of them. But that's something I would like to go through with today.
I agree.
Piece by piece as we work our way through this. Beautiful. Thursday goes by in a Blursday afternoon. Weeks?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I'm in the red.
Well, I've actually got a question for Terry.
Yes.
So, during the funeral for George Herbert Walker, there was an article that was posted about a picture that was taken, and I think it was during the Apostles' Creed, and both Donald J. Trump and Melania, both of them sat out the Apostles' Creed. I was going to ask you if you had any idea specifically why they would do that.
I can guess, but I don't know for sure because I haven't seen that yet.
Okay.
I don't know. That's interesting. It's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. I had assumed from the picture that it was a hymn. that they were just singing.
Yeah.
But according to the news source, it stated that it was during the Apostles' Creed instead.
Gotcha. So they were reciting it.
Right. And everyone had pulled up their program, and there was, you know, they were reading it, you know, the Clintons and the Obamas and the Carters, and but the Trumps were not. And, you know,
that's
I was just wondering if you had an idea as to why they skipped out on it.
I don't, but I'm going to look into that. That's interesting.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, hey, y'all have a great one. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. Thank you. It is 3:32. Among the many great sponsors we have and people we consider friends, too, are the Lewises from Lewis Lawn. I'll tell you what, the every year around December, sometime between the 15th and 18th, we hit Tree Denusion Day, which is the day that trees that shed their leaves become completely naked. At that point, I don't know if you've noticed, but in the last week or so, that's kind of amped up because, man, the leaves...
I can look in my pool and see...
Yeah, they're there. Also, my driveway is very crunchy at the moment.
Yeah,
just waiting for them to dry out so I can pull out the steel blower I got from Lewis Lawn. I would never blow them into my neighbor's yard, but what you can do is blow them into a nice pile and easily get rid of them as opposed to raking and gathering things up and doing all the bending over and backbreaking work of cleaning up a steel blower. If you know somebody that does not have one, it's an excellent Christmas gift because they'll use it year-round. Mm-hmm. It can. I've even used it in the house. I have.
Yeah, they're not that loud, are they?
Well, you know, they're not toxic. It's not like bringing your car into the house and riding around. But I had some work done, and there was dust everywhere. So I said, why not? Why should I walk around with a mop?
It's an inside-out vacuum cleaner.
And it's, man, it just blew it. I just kept blowing everything, gathering towards the front door, opened the front door, out it went. That was it. Done.
That's a guy's way to do it. I love it.
Well, it works. It works. It's a great product. You carry all the steel products at Lewis Lawn. And, of course, this is a good time to get a mower. Chad Sazer can get you a gem up in jelly time, as we like to say, as they move out the 2018 inventory so the 2019s. Can come in. Get a brand new mower at a great price, fully warranted. Everything you buy at Lewis Lawn, by the way, is covered by a warranty that can be redeemed at Lewis Lawn, which is another reason to use them. So they're there for you through the purchase process and then afterwards when you need service, and it's a great team of people. Chad Sasser is the guy that knows all the manufacturers, incentives, and discounts. He's there for another 26 minutes if you have questions at 244-9191. Otherwise, Lewis Lawn is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, a great local business that's run by two of the nicest people that we're blessed to have in the River Region. Please choose Lewis Lawn the next time you have a need for anything for the outdoor maintenance of your home. Dennis, good afternoon.
Hey, I didn't get to see the funeral, but, you know, Melania Trump is a Roman Catholic, and the Apostles' Creed is precisely the same in both the Episcopal and the Roman Catholic Church.
I was just reading that. You're right.
So what's the issue here? I kind of missed out on that because I was posting something.
Yeah, I was not there. I didn't see it. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, people straining a gnat. You know, sometimes they do something called the Nicene Creed,
mm-hmm.
which the Romans don't normally have in their book. But
from the Council of Nicaea, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what the heck, but I just wanted to stick that in there. You know, they made a big deal out of Milani not wearing a veil when she went to some Muslim thing.
Oh, the media will look for any reason to criticize her, just like they're blowing smoke up Michelle Obama's ass 24/7 as the permanent first lady. Melania is gorgeous. She is easily
first class.
The most fashionable first lady we've had since Jackie, and I could say maybe even
more than Jackie.
So it's just media hate. It has nothing to do with Melania, and the media gives a freaking rip about religion all of a sudden.
Yeah,
they're the most God-hating people.
Greg, you just hit on the thing. That's what I'm thinking. if I'm Trump and I'm sitting there looking at all these people that I know are evil, pedophiles, all this stuff, and they're sitting there chanting this stuff, and I'm thinking, wait
hypocrites.
A minute. What hypocrites? I'm not going to have anything to do with this. So I'm going to stay out of it. That's the way I think Trump looked at it. It's just my opinion.
Now, and the bottom line on the whole Bush service is the only Republicans that the media likes are dead ones. So if you want to get respect for the media and you're a Republican, you got to die. Although, God, I hope it certainly doesn't happen soon. Can you imagine the behavior you would see if something were to happen to Trump? It would be nauseating. It would be nauseating.
That's what they want.
Heartless bastards.
They are. Evil.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Time to take our first check on traffic for the afternoon, both here in the studio and downstairs. We've got your local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on the East Boulevard going northbound right there at Carmichael, close to 85. And it's backing up traffic pretty good right now, so extra time if that's your route. Otherwise, around the city, 65 and 85 doing okay. So is the Southern Boulevard. Christmas is alive at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and much more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Eskew. Crime Stoppers and Autauga County authorities need your help catching the person who broke into a school. The Autaugaville school was broken into last month. They say the suspect used a BB gun to shoot out an office window, then stole school property. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Millbrook man convicted of producing child pornography will spend decades behind bars. Jermaine Moore was sentenced to 50 years in prison for 3 counts of production of child pornography. Moore was arrested earlier this year and charged with sexual assault of a child in connection to the viral video with a 6-year-old child. Aldi opened its doors this morning in Prattville. Aldi is a discount grocery store chain with thousands of locations around the globe. The chain uses many ways to keep costs low, including its shopping cart rental system. The store opened to a big, excited crowd. I'm Ellis Eskew. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system on the way that could have an adverse effect on a lot of weekend events, unfortunately. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature falls to about 35. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. Then rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight. Then a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely up to about 50. Then Sunday's high 50 to 52 with lingering showers in the area. Then a cold, raw day Monday, breezy with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to 2 free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to 2 free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd while supplies last. Limit 1 redemption per customer. See store for details.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Luke Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Luke Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Luke Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier. Visit acbyluchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. No one beats our holiday jewelry specials at Marguerite's. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 this year. $100 gets you a Tiffany. I said say Tiffany. Diamond bezel necklace. White gold, yellow gold, or rose gold. All in 14 karat. $200 gets you 2 diamond bezel earrings. Well, that's 1 pair, 2 earrings. You got it. And, or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold. All at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Pepper Tree Stores on Vaughn Road.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Something else, huh, Russ?
Yeah, Dad.
Isn't it beaut, Audrey?
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Most enduring traditions of the season are best enjoyed in the warm embrace of kith and kin. The three are the thimble of the spirit of the Grithwald family Christmas.
Dad, did you bring a saw?
Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh, Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
And Terry Adams, too. And I have to thank correspondent Stick Shift Daddy for this one. You know, there's a term out there, and I'm sure... Well, relatively strong pronunciation, Craig. I did take 2 years of German in college. Ich bin ein Berliner. Yeah. It's called Trump Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Schadenfreude, yes.
Yeah. Schadenfreude, yeah.
Well, Michael Avenatti, this is from American Thinker, so this is from a completely legitimate, mm-hmm. respected blog.
Yep, love that blog.
Creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti getting taken to the cleaners in the divorce settlement with his ex-wife, Lisa Story Avenatti. How ironic is that name? Under the settlement, Avenatti will have to pay his ex-wife Lisa Story Avenatti more than $1.9 million in retroactive child and spousal support up front.
Wow.
Avenatti, a fierce critic of President Trump, because after all, Trump's immoral and blah, blah, blah. And Avenatti's the bastion of, you know, treating women the way they should be treated. So if it will also have to turn over a number of his assets for liquidation, including five luxury wristwatches and a sculpture by architect Frank Gehry. He also has to turn over his 2017 Ferrari 488 GT Spider that he's currently leasing.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So what we have here is a deadbeat, somebody who didn't pay his child support, somebody who ran out on his tab for years, starting with his business partners. Of course, you heard he was evicted from his L.A. offices recently. Mm-hmm. But what was important to him was getting his puss on TV as often as possible. Anyway, though, and he was housing a girlfriend in Century City at some point, one who later charged him with girlfriend beating.
Is that the legal term, girlfriend beating?
That's what it says here at American Thinker. Mm-hmm. If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. All along, as this was going on, he was out there on cable news nonstop with hundreds of appearances, speaking to the cameras and charging President Trump with all sorts of awfulness as porn star Stormy Daniels' attorney issuing lawsuits. By the way, has Stormy sent Trump the check for his legal fees yet, as she was ordered to do? Now, Stormy is going after Avenatti, too, following in the footsteps of his ex-wife and girlfriend. And, he announced that his 2020 run. It looks like it might be delayed, so. How does a J.O. like that get to a point? Well, of course, CNN, you know, in their rush to put anybody on the air who would say anything about Donald Trump.
Anti-Trump, yep.
Really didn't care too much about what their background might be and so forth.
True.
Now, we have two things. This term Trumpenfreude, is that it?
Schadenfreude. Yeah, taking pleasure in somebody else's
Don
pain.
Serber, another great blogger that I read on a daily basis, has compiled a list of over 100 examples of people who spoke out in an ugly way down Donald Trump, who then got immediately karma'd. And it ranges from anything like some athletes. I'll never go to the White House.
Olympic stars. Yeah,
yeah. Lost the race. But bigger things than that, too. And I think eventually this whole Mueller farce is eventually going to prove that there was Russian collusion with the Democrats. And on the phone, we have two guys. This is Papa B.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Hello. Good. And did you say Terry Adams, was that?
Yeah, I'm here.
Absolutely.
You know, Terry Adams of Adams Motorsport.
Yes.
I want to just say thank you for having such great stuff out there. I go by and, you know, let my mouth water from time to time over all the toys.
Thank you.
But I was able to get a four-wheeler from you guys that was a super trade-in that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in just top-notch condition that y'all had sort of reconditioned it a little bit, and but works very, very well.
Good.
And was at a great price.
Good.
And I could not be more pleased with it.
Well, I'm glad to hear
y'all
that.
Y'all got great stuff out there.
Thank you.
I want to chime in, Greg, about this fawning media coverage of the Bush funeral and memorial.
Yeah.
And just reiterate some of the things you said. You know, these folks, sugar just won't melt in their mouths now about Bush and everything. But their fangs are still showing, Greg, because out of one side of their mouth, they talk about how great the Bushes were and everything. But out of the other side, they bash Trump for not being compliant like the Bushes were. And to think that out of the while, I remember very clearly how they treated the Bushes. George 1 and George 2 both.
Horribly.
They were just vehemently against them.
Yep.
But go ahead.
And it frustrated me no end that W in particular kept his mouth shut when Obama was running around like a wind-up toy, you know, mocking him at every opportunity because he was going to the economy into a ditch, and son of a ditch, bro, we're going to get out of it, bro.
Well, you know what? I think that's one of the things that's driving them crazy because Bush let them just get away with it and didn't say anything, hoping, you know, to be what? Kind of, you know, friendly, I guess. But it didn't get them anywhere.
No.
Bush won. You know, he did the famous no new taxes.
Let me pause you. I said this the other day. Six words that changed the world. Read my lips, no new taxes.
You said that last night at Bomb Hours.
That cost him re-election, gave us the Clintons, and all the crap that came with them. Can you imagine how these last year, 20 years or so plus would have played out? He should have been reelected. He blew it. Hmm? Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, Greg, is that the deal was the Democrats were supposed to cut spending. You remember?
Yeah.
And so, but did they cut spending? No. They did not cut spending. They didn't live up to their term end of the agreement. And they laughed and laughed and laughed at him, all the while beating him up with his own words.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with George Bush II. Trotted right over the aisle to shake hands with Ted Kennedy, tried to make a deal on education. We were supposed to get vouchers out of it. Did we get vouchers?
No.
And then they, you know, so, you know, as I can't speak for anybody, but for myself, why would he even be trusting them at all? And how could you even possibly give any credibility to the mainstream media? Trump is doing the right thing by shoving that right back down their throat every day.
Amen.
I agree. And anyway, he's the only one who has the guts to do it.
It's because he hasn't been initiated. It's because he hasn't been initiated.
Right.
So I wish the rest of the Republicans would learn from Trump.
That's the question. Assuming he continues and gets to accomplish all that he's set out to do, who can possibly follow him and be that business-like, that direct, like, this is right, this is wrong, you know, this is what we need, no, I'm not going to do this, et cetera. Be interesting.
Well, let's just pray that he gets it all done, because he's flushing a big old giant backed-up toilet up there in Washington, D.C., and it's taking some plunger activity to make it.
Well, he's doing it by himself. That's the problem.
Yeah.
For the most part, he's alone.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. It is 3:54. Since he was kind enough to bring up Adams Motorsports, let's talk about. I remember we started your Christmas layaway program back in August.
Yeah, we did.
But it's still possible to get in, get that great deal.
You
can still store it until Christmas Eve.
Oh, absolutely, we can.
And then blow the family away with something that you guys will enjoy for many years to come. So
oh,
the floor is yours, sir.
Well, if you've got kids and you want to get them on ATVs or something fun, maybe off-road dirt bikes, we have those guys in stock starting at the little 70cc Suzuki 4-stroke. Great little bikes. Kawasaki also makes one, electric start 4-stroke. Fully restrictable, so you can slow them down and kind of ramp the power up as their skill level goes up. We have those things on sale. I mean, they're not that expensive anyway, but we have them on sale. We have special financing all the way up to the experienced rider. If you want the fastest thing out there, we have the ZX14, which is hands down the most powerful street bike you can get. Almost 200 rear wheel horsepower, crazy horsepower from these bikes. Of course, we have the legendary Hayabusa Suzuki, and we have the new GSXRs. We also have the Naked, the GSX series, which is basically a GSXR that's more comfortable and doesn't have all the plastic, which makes your insurance a little cheaper. Great bikes. We have super low interest rates on those. We have special rebates pretty much on everything. Polaris right now has just announced the new Razor Turbo S, which is an upgraded, it goes from 140 to 168 horsepower Razor with 25 inches of suspension, 25-inch wheels. It's an incredible off-road machine. Polaris, they just keep hitting them out of the park. I mean, they dominate They're the number one selling off-road machine. They're the number one selling off-road ATV, off-road side-by-side, and they just keep get better and better and better. We also have big rebates on those things, special low interest rates. And like Greg mentioned, we can keep your purchase for Christmas. We'll keep it in the warehouse, put a big red bow on it a couple of days before. Just come pick it up, and you're the hero at Christmas. If you want to finance, of course, you can go to adamsmotorsports.com and apply for credit there. The cool thing is the lenders, they buy down the criteria. So even if your credit's not perfect, we can probably still get you done. Kayla takes care of all that for us, but you can do that online, like I said. And, hey, be the hero on Christmas.
All right, you'll find Adams Motorsports. Where? 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle.
Hackle, that's right.
World famous Hackle. Online at adamsmotorsports.com. You can browse the inventory there and also get your credit app started. And again, as Terry mentioned, the manufacturers, the great names they carry, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, they put their money behind their product so you can get what you need at a really user-friendly interest rate and start enjoying it. If it's just for you, hey, you can have Christmas tomorrow.
Absolutely.
At Adams Motorsports. 357, a quick check on traffic, Fox News coming up, and then we're back. Two things. Trump and Freud, we're going to go down a little bit of the list of people who have hated on the president and paid a price. And then the 10 most damaging people in the last 80 years. We had a lot of interest in that list, and we'll go into that deeper today. In fact, I held it because you were coming in today.
Thank you.
Let's see what your thoughts on this are.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on the East Boulevard at Carmichael. It's going to be on the northbound side, and it is backing up traffic. Expect slowdowns there. 65 and 85 doing good. Also, we checked the downtown area on Madison out to Atlanta Highway. Not a problem there. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving across the street, but all jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry, it's 25% off, and pearls, 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From the makers of Monster Energy Drinks comes Monster Energy Lunch Meats. Now you can get that extra blast of unbridled energy in a deli sandwich, bologna, prosciutto, ham, mortadella, and salami. And each slice contains 150 milligrams of caffeine and twice the sodium of other lunch meats. Monster Energy Lunch Meats. Put it in your body and ask questions later. And coming soon, Monster Energy Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
During the season of travel and buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personal